Fantastic to have your company, wherever you might be listening. Head back to your calls very shortly. But we've got a three-time premiership cat, Brad Otten's on the line. Joel Selwood plays his 300th game on the weekend for the Cats. Gary Ablett, his 350th all up, 110 of them with the Gold Coast Suns. And his top 15 all-time now on the AFL Games played list is Gary Ablett Jr. Brad Otten's has been good enough to give us a couple of minutes of his time. Welcome to you, Brad. Great to have you on the program. Firstly, thank you.
G'day, Dwayne. No worries, mate. Good to chat to you.
It is amazing, those two milestones in the one game, but two of, well, Joel Selwood is, stats-wise, the greatest captain Geelong's ever had, and he's going to be in the conversation for the greatest player Geelong's ever had, given the resume he's got put together at the moment. But Gary Ablett is in that equation, and Gary Ablett's old man's in that equation. They are right at the top end.
They certainly are, Dwayne. Yeah, it's ironic that they're lucky enough to play in such a significant milestone, really, together, being, as you say, both two of the club's greatest ever. So, I think it's pretty fitting that these two guys get to run out together in such a significant milestone. It's really exciting for them and the club and the game as well. They've both been wonderful members of our game. So I'm really excited for them both.
It's exciting that it's home, but no crowd, of course, which is disappointing. They won't get to have their family there, I presume.
Yeah, I'd imagine with the state of things in Victoria at the moment, it's a bit of a shame that the occasion can't be enjoyed in person by all those people close to both of them. But I'm sure they'll be able to enjoy watching the game on telly, and then obviously be able to celebrate behind closed doors together. But I'm sure it'll take nothing away from what's a fantastic achievement for both of them.
Is Joel Selwood harshly rated by the public? Do you think he doesn't get the credit that he's due for the career that he's put together?
Oh, I reckon that'd be a fair argument, Dwayne. I mean, I was just going through his stats before we spoke, and his career has been... I think you almost forget how good he was sort of in the first part of his career. Obviously, the last couple of years, or last year in particular, he had some injury sort of battles that held him back. But I think maybe it's been forgotten how good he's actually been in his time and how consistent he's been. And he's barely missed any games for a bloke that plays the way that he does. It's phenomenal how many games he's been able to put together in such a short period of time. And, I think when it's all said and done, mate, I think it's going to be pretty hard to leave him out of the very best handful of players ever to play for Geelong. So I know he's not underrated by people down here and Geelong supporters, but I think maybe he probably doesn't get as much credit as what I think he deserves some of the time.
Which is a bit rough because he's a ball player. I mean, he always attacks the ball. He's not a bloke who attacks the man. And there are a few people who believe that, he drops to the knees occasionally and might, occasionally take a dive. But I wouldn't suggest that he'd do it any more than anybody else. It's just that it seems to get highlighted when he does it.
Oh, I think he's so good at it, mate. I think I'm the first to criticise guys who stage for free kicks. And I think Joel, it really frustrates me when those sorts of accusations are levelled at him, because I think the way his technique and the way he goes for the ball and how hard he is, it draws free kicks, and he's become a master at drawing those free kicks. And I don't think that's something that he should be criticised for. It's something that he's become really good at, and there's a reason why the bloke going the hardest at the footy gets a free kick. So, that's really frustrating when people say that, because it takes away from how good he is in that respect, and that's what makes him such a wonderful player. So, yeah, it's a bit frustrating, that one. But there's always going to be that argument, I guess.
And Junior, it's a shorter season and the shorter game time going to help him, do you think, this year?
I reckon for sure. Yeah, I think for sure. Obviously, getting older, I don't know how old he is, 37 or something. Obviously the shorter quarters are going to help anyone who's struggling to play as much game time as they used to. Wish they had shorter quarters when I played. Finished up playing my career, it might have helped me a little bit. But I think it's definitely going to help little Gaz. He's a burst player, and Oh, he's become more of a Perth player now than what he was, and yeah, I think it's going to help him get through more games this year. But the way he started the season, or the way he's sort of resumed the season since we've got back on track, he's going pretty well. So it seems to be working pretty well for the little master at the moment. So he might have a few more years left in him the way he's going.
And before I let you go, should we scrap this prohibiting the third man up rule? Should we let the third man up go again? And should we just toss the ball up straight away, or do we wait for the ruckman?
Oh, it's a hard one. I liked the way the third man up rule was scrapped, I think. Was brought in because it became a bit of a shambles there for a while. For a while there, it was barely a contest that would happen where there was two designated ruckmen. There was always a third man up coming from somewhere, and it sort of watered down not so much the importance, but the value of good ruck craft and good ruck work, which being a ruckman, obviously I've sort of liked that spectacle part of the game. And I think throwing the ball up quicker might just mean that sometimes there's not a ruckman there and there's just got to be two guys competing who's nearest the ball, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. I'm not sure about the third man up, mate. I'm not sure I like the way that looked when there was blokes jumping from left, right and centre. Made it a bit of a scrap, so...
Yeah. And have you got your bag packed? Are you hubbing? Are you in the team that'll hub?
No, I'm not, mate. I haven't resumed ever since the game. They've gotten going. I haven't been called up again. So my ruck career, my ruck coaching career, illustrious ruck coaching career, might be over, I think.
So you're just on the tools at home now, farming and whipping up some furniture. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. That's pretty much a bit more time on my hands to do that. Chasing a couple of kids around and a bit more time in my own business, which is sort of been good, I guess. Yeah, so it's been a bit of a change, like everyone's had, I suppose, in the industry. But rapt to see them back going, and hopefully we can keep it all on track and get a result for the season. It's good to see them all back playing for sure.
And give your business a plug before I let you go.
Oh, O-Design. Custom furniture I do. So anything you want done, hopefully I can come up with something. So yeah, have a look. It's been a good fun. It's something a bit different. So yeah, enjoy a bit of a change in lifestyle, mate. It's good.
If you want something built by Brett Ottens, like the premierships were built by him, O-Designs is what you can Google. Great to have a chat to you, Brad, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, Dwayne. All the best, mate.
Three-time premiership star, Brad Ottens. Back to your calls and a few of your texts next. They're coming through. We'll read them out.